There's a big Shiloh. From Salman writes, what takes precedence, Birkas HaShachar over Tzuglia Zimra or not? So Shlomo Zalman writes that Birkas HaShachar takes precedence over Tzuglia Zimra. So if you need to skip one, again, your goal is to get to Shmone Esrei with what? With the Tzibur. Right, you can't skip from Yotzer Or, right? You gotta, can't skip it, you gotta go from Yotzer Or straight. So what happens if you're in a bind, you come late, and you have to make a decision whether you should say Birkas HaShachar or Tzuglia Zimra, which one should you do? So Shlomo Zalman writes, it's best to recite Birkas HaShachar and skip parts of Tzuglia Zimra. In the footnote, it is related that Shlomo Zalman would come at least 10 minutes early to davening in order to recite all the kabbonis and tefillahs before Birkas Tzuglia Zimra. So, additionally, he would always set his alarm clock to an hour before the start of davening. In his later years, he would say that although he's no longer waking up like a lion to daven, he still hopes he can wake up like a man. Interesting. Now, we have to thank our country for everything. So, we have to try to get to davening on time, and that means 5-10 minutes early. With regard to skipping karbonis, the Avnei Yashrei paskens that the Talmud and Ketores take precedence over all of Tzuglia Zimra. Okay, except for Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Haluku, and the third and the fifth and the Shabbat. So basically, the bare minimum you got to do, or you should try to do, is to say Birkas HaShachar, say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the third and fifth Haluka, and Yishtaba. Yes? But before that, the Ketores and the Tumid. The Tumid and the Ketores. In other words, if you are a bit late to daven, you can recite a bit more than the above mentioned, you should make sure to say the Tzukim of the Tumid and the Ketores before beginning Tzukim and Zimra. The almost postman, when discussing which parts of Tzukim and Zimra skip or late, do not mention Karbonis at all, implying that Karbonis do not take precedence to any section of Tzukim and Zimra. So I want you to get that. Rav Shapiro holds that the Karbonis are akin to rice and Tzukim and Zimra is a midas kasidus. So he holds that Karbonis are even more important, but the postman don't say that. And I think what you should at least do is do the Talmud and the Ketores, and then do Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the third and fifth Haluka, and Yishtaba. Okay? That's if you're running late, but you'll be able to make it in time to be able to get with the Tzibur starting from Yotzor till through what? Through Shmon Esrei. Yes, yes.
Why do
Moshe
not say Ketores during the, in general?
They do. They're supposed to say the Talmud and Ketores. Everyone says it for themselves. Pitovak Ketores, we discussed, we only say that on Shabbos and Yom Kippur because you skip one, the Chayav Misa.
I realized halfway through me asking.
What did you say?
I realized halfway through me asking about Pitovak
Ketores. Yeah, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we only say it, but there is a part of Pitovak Ketores early that I say, that we say also before the Ezel Makomer. I end up saying that you lose you a lot of times after the Davening. Okay. Now what about Tefillin versus Davening with the Minyan? What do you do with that? Tefillin B'tzibur, what about Tefillin? Meaning, Mishabrin Simen Samachvav Sivkot Men Paskins in the name of the Mugen Avraham, that it is better to Daven while wearing Tefillin, even without a Minyan, than to Daven with the Minyan without Tefillin. We discussed that, the importance of not letting one day go by without Tefillin. Therefore, if you can get your hands on a pair of Tefillin after Davening, you should wait till then and daven with the Birkas HaShachar and immediately with Philip, even with the Yechidus. It's best to be able to what? Still go to shul and answer the Dovah Shavusha, but wait to daven with the Tefillin on. That beats out to a good Tzibur, okay? You know, the best bit is always to try to keep the Tefillin where he is. Did I ever tell you the story that the Gemara says in Pesach from a dollar in the base, that we assume a person loves to do mitzvahs with his money? If you need to ask permission from a fellow to use his money for a mitzvah,
So basically, we say you don't, because we believe a guy wants to use his money for mitzvahs.
Okay.
So there was
take someone's money.
Yeah, I mean that you should do, but we assume, like we're talking about Bedikas Chometz. Remember by Bedikas Chometz, we assume that he has no problem paying the rent for it and paying for the Bedikas Chometz. Nikolai Linus Lovin
Mitz and Malone. That's just assuming he'd bring the dough.
He has no problem using an item of yours. But in a Hanab, you could even stretch the money. It's hard to imagine going to a guy's wallet, because that would be like stealing, but in a Hanab, if you knew for sure that money would be for a mitzvah, maybe we assume the guy would allow it. Okay?
Isn't Sadaka mitzvah in and of itself? Just using it for yourself?
Right. But that's, you know, a person has choice who to give it to, you know. That's a person's choice who to give it to. The question is, someone once borrowed my tefillin, and it was terrible because I didn't know where it was. He didn't tell me. So I'm looking the whole day. It's very frustrating to ever wash a tefillin. And then I finally find it back in the shul. And I find out the guy who took it, he was a person that done, was a Baal Tshuva, didn't know the halacha much, but he said, I always thought we could use borrow some tefillin. I said, of course you can. You got to tell the guy. You got to tell the person you're taking the guy's tefillin. You're taking it out of the muckle. You know what I mean? There it is, that again, that seichel hayasher, using your seichel, right? Put a guy through a lot of agnus nefesh. That whole day, I was looking for my tefillin. It's a horrible feeling, you know? So, let's keep that in mind, Ramai, so that if you top through the tzibor, Davi with the tefillin on, with the Davi. Because, you know, if you say Kriya Shema without your tefillin, it's lying. Why is it lying, saying Kriya Shema without the tefillin? Why is it considered a lie? Because you say L'totavo b'enecha, Shart m'osayedecha. So, listen, if you have no choice, you have no choice. If you're in a place where you can't borrow tefillin, you're all totally by yourself, some small city in America, you've forgotten tefillin. So of course you're down in chakras. What are you going to do? But ideally, it's not good to say prayers without the tefillin. And on the contrary, on Tisha B'Av, by Mincha, you know what you're putting your tefillin on? By Mincha? The Rav said you should say Shema before you start Mincha. That's what I always announce in the shul. Because he said it's a key in the tefillin. It's a key in the tefillin. You know what I mean by key in the tefillin? That you really shouldn't wear Kriya Shema, shouldn't wear tefillin without saying Shema. So it works the reverse way as well. And Mr. Bruce says you shouldn't, because that's like Talmud Torah. You're not allowed to engage in regular Talmud Torah at Tisha B'Av. So I believe Mr. Bruce in the wrong sense also. Yes, that's right. You can't put on tefillin at night. Maybe possibly eight. Tefillin is, that's not a problem. You know, it's only in a situation where you could put on tefillin. Lila's lobs my tefillin. You're not allowed to put on tefillin at night, possibly. Okay? Good kasha, but that's the answer. Okay. Let's get to the following, and then we got to get going and invite the Rav Karka, the cruise woman, the Rav Famous. What about reciting the skip Sukha Zimri after davening? You guys have asked me about that. You came a little bit late, and you did daven at the tzibor, and you pulled the tzibor. The problem is that do you have to do it after, pick it up afterwards? So the Mechaber Paskin is here, that you can skip all of Sukha Zimri to deal with the purpose of Kriya Shema, while the Mishabura Paskin is that once you never skip all of Sukha Zimri. That's what we assume. You have to at least say Baruch Shomer, Asher, Mishtaba. So let's see, Lamaisa, whether you have to recite the skip parts of Sukha Zimri after davening. According to Sparta, they skipped all of it, right? Do they have to recite all of it with Baruch Shomer, Mishtaba, after davening? It's a little bit weird, but let's see, okay? So the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokes where the one's allowed to recite the brachas of Pesukim Nezumah after davening if you skip all of Pesukim Nezumah. Like, for example, let's say you daven a little bit slower at Ma'ariv than the rest of the tzibur. Let's say you daven a little bit slower than the rest of the tzibur at Ma'ariv. And Baruch Hashem, Yolo, and Andy Amen, you're really lagging behind. You could actually skip that. I'm not saying ideally you should try to keep up with the tzibur. But you want to start the shemnes with the tzibur. After davening, do you say Baruch Hashem Yom? Yes, you should. But you do not say the brach at the end. You follow me? You would not say the brach at the end.
Why don't we get on Israel?
The Vilna Gaon said you don't say it, and so we follow the Gaon. So they skipped that in Eretz Yisrael, even Ashkenazi. Yes, Benji. You know what? It depends how far you are. Go real quick. If you're in the beginning, yeah, I would stop and just finish it up after.
It's a bunch of people, no?
Well, you say Hashem's name 18 times, so it serves as an introduction to the Tefillah.
It doesn't need to be set together, it's just like a bunch of sukkim staggered together.
Yeah, right? It's nice to say it if you can, but like, sure, like Ben said, if you're gonna miss doing the first block with the Tzibor, then you should say it after. Yeah, you can go back to the beginning. Just sukkim like Nate said. Okay? All right, so the Gonim write that Pesukim Zim was enacted only before davening. I want you to get this. And one should not recite the brachas after davening. Who says that? The Gonim. Never say the brach after davening. Brach Shomer, Shnava, forget about it. The Ben Yonah argument says if you recite the brachas after davening, if you have not recited them beforehand. They chose the Paskins to take into consideration the things of the Gonim, that you should cite the paragraphs you missed after davening without the brachas of Rosh Hashanah Nishtava. You do not say the brachas, okay? So we paskim, you can say everything in the middle, but you do not say Rosh Hashanah Nishtava. You never say the brach afterwards. He adds that Alavai people would say Tzvizim all day. That's what he actually says to me. He says, the Chabad Tzimah paskim is in accordance with this ruling that he says it. And if you show up super late to shul, when the Tzibur is beginning Yotzer or he holds you should skip all tzibur and recite after that without the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Nishtava. Seems from the Mechaber that if you skip some paragraphs of tzibur zimra, you should recite them after davening. Yes, that's the assumption. Now I want you to get this. A lot of people do this, but I hold it to Mr. Brewer. But the Aruch HaShulchan argues that even if you skip select paragraphs of the zimra, you should not recite them after davening. Should not. You hear this? The Aruch HaShulchan says you should not recite any of Tzimtzum at the davening. What's done is done. The reason is because these paragraphs were enacted, he said, only before davening and not afterwards. This is also the opinion of Rav Agon of Shechet Shlipit, that you don't say it afterwards. The Chofetz Chaim, as I said, in the Machon Yisrael Pasuk, that it's best to recite the skip paragraphs of Tzimtzum at the davening. And I try to do that if I skip them. Okay? But the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, Lamaisa, not seems, he says, but favorably, you do not. And the Shulchan doesn't really have to either, but Lamaisa, the Machaber seems to say you would, and the Shabura says you do as well. So you guys make a choice of it. You shouldn't have a time on anyone, but I don't want you to be cavalier about it. You know what I mean by cavalier? I don't mean the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? What do I mean? I mean, like disposing of it, that's only for before davening. I didn't say it, so I'm not going to say it afterwards. First of all, you have to respect the people that say it. Second of all, I think it's not a bad thing saying it, because I'm afraid to get into a trap of, coming late to davening, you don't have to say it. So I would rather have you tilt on the perspective of saying it. Yes, Gabriel, what do you say?
You should read that as Psalm.
Yeah, because what's the reason why you shouldn't? Because it's the whole notion of Mahatma's Seder. You can always say Tillim, you're right. But I'm saying the Seder, which is doing it, it's like it might be an issue of Mahatma's Seder. Like switching up the pipes because it was supposed to be said before the davening, not afterwards. But as I said, Lamaisa, I think it can be known to like the Mechaber and the Shabur. Yes, Benji, what do you say? Yeah, I mean, you can answer the version of Yisrael Shema, you can skip. Yeah, you don't say anything. You're not davening. You're just answering the double Shema Kusha. You're waiting to daven the full davening with the full on. So you could sit in the shul and answer the Yisrael Rabba and Barfu, but the rest of the davening, you're not saying it. You don't have any tefillin. Yeah. The tefillin beats out tefillin the tzibur. Okay, it's a Yisrael Ruh. Even though we're generally mocking the tefillin the tzibur, but that's the bit. No, that's what he's saying. Okay? You're even diving your fees. You wait till the guy, you can borrow it for that one. Or until it's brought to you. Okay? Always think it's a good idea to know where your filling is no matter what before you go to bed. So You don't have to go crazy in the morning if you can't find it, okay? All right. Let's finish off with the following, and then we got to go to Seder. And were you guys able to Chazer a little bit yesterday? Any questions? Yeah? Has everyone learned something new at Night Seder? Let me see by hands. What did you guys learn something new at Night Seder? Okay, but if you learn something new, you're trying to make some time to also, go over to Shir, in the Shir. Chazer in the morning, okay? Make half an hour, 20 minutes a night, Okay, the Machaber in Siman Dal that talks about you're not allowed, Shtabach is not its own bracha, it's connected with Baruch Shamar, does not mean the words Baruch HaShem. Machaber in Sifei says the bracha ends with Chayolim, not Melech, in the Wild of Kishbahot. Okay, how do you end the Shtabach? Baruch, that doesn't it say? Baruch Chayolim, you don't end it with Melech in the Wild of Kishbahot. Some people have that minute, but I don't think so. So I want to talk about, and we'll close with this. Yeah, that's at the end of Baruch Shalom. What about the end of Shtabach? Melech El Chai Olamim. Some people also end in Melech El Chai Olamim. We don't do that.
End of Shtabach also in Melech El Chai Olamim.
With that also. We don't do that advice. Okay. Let's talk about the terrible issue of talking between the Shtabach and Yotzer Or. Some say for a mitzvah it is allowed. We say Shira Malas, bring a Shira Shira Shira. The Ramah writes, based on this latter opinion, some have the need to raise money for stock after Yishtabah. When doing so, you need to recite some Sukkot of Sukkot Zimra, and only then recite Kaddish, because Kaddish is only said after recital verses or after the Amidah Torah learning. Can I borrow that Siddur? Thank you, mate. You always gloss over this. You ever notice this? You guys ever saw this? See this small paragraph? A guy can go a whole life and listen. I listen most of the time. There's like these sukkim that you say that if you want to, let's say, if the guy wanted to raise tzedakah during that time, which we don't normally do, I never saw that, they would recite these sukkim first, okay? Recite some of the psukim and then recite Kaddish. So this Kaddish is only said after the son of verses. So let's say after Yishtabah, a guy raised some money. You can't go right into Kaddish. Okay? You have to say some psukim before then you go into Kaddish. That's a general rule. Like when I give a Dvar Allah in Shul between Mint and Meyer, I don't end the Dvar Allah and we say Kaddish Rabbanah. I say Rukhanam and Akasha, what's a Kanshah Bazak is Israel. This is Shenemar Hashem Kaveit Samantzikol Yagut Rabiyadu, which is a pasuk, and then we say Kaddish Rabbanah. So if a guy would want to raise tzedakah right here after Yishtabah, right, and then say his whole piece, yeah, then you would recite the psukim, then you would say Kaddish, and then you would say Baruch. Okay, you never just say Divrei Torah and go right into the Kaddish. You got to say psukim before the Kaddish. Yes, go ahead. Because you want the psukim to go on something concrete, even though you said a Dvar Torah. You know where that big problem comes up on Shabbos Musaf? Because right after the drasha, they start with Kaddish. Now, some have admitted to say, Ashivino Hashem Elechem Yashuvah, Kadesh Shemim Kekedim, and then say Kaddish, instead of going right into the Kaddish. Because of this reasoning, probably better to say, in our shul, usually we don't do it, go right into the Kaddish, but if I say it to Mint and Meyer, why don't we do that there?
I remember I said something else.
Uh-huh, okay.
I think I'll bring Nuts on to Omer and never get the rest of it.
Uh-huh, okay, good. The Ramah adds that if you receive tefillin after Yishtabah, or during the winter months, we do this in our shul when the minute begins early in the morning, and the chazan times, so that the earliest time to put on tefillin falls after the reach of Yishtabah, you should put them on with the brachas after Yishtabah. So that's when you can put the brachas on with the tefillin. However, you should put them on, you should not put them on after Az Yashar and before Yishtabah. The Hefzer between the Zimra and the bracha of Yishtabah. So we end, like in the real winter, when it's too early to put a tefillin on, we say Pesukim Zimra without tefillin. We get the Yishtabah, and then we what? Put on tefillin, and then we say Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah
adds that if when donning your tefillin after Shabbos, you'll not be able to finish before the Chazon Kaddish, it's better to wait and put your tefillin on after the bracha. That's why the Chazon should really look around and see if everyone has his tefillin on. Because if you're not going to be able to finish, then just wait till they finish. And then you'll go on your own pace. The Shmura adds that even the Chazon is allowed to put on his tefillin after Yishtabach, and he does not need to recite Sukkim or Tzumazim before the Kaddish, but putting on the tefillin is considered short pause. It says in the favor, so I don't know why. Someone was asking me that you do it differently in the Chazon. I said, it's not different. Everyone does that. They finish Yishtabach, they put on the tefillin, then you say the Kaddish. Okay, it's a short pause. Ramah adds that interrupting after Kaddish and certainly after Baruch was awesome. The Shemur's Mazel, when the Chazon says Baruch, he's declaring, let us praise Hashem with the Baruch of Yotzor. However, if you're still in the middle of Sukkim Zimra, you do not need to stop and continue reciting Sukkim Zimra even after answering Baruch. Okay, Rav Devin Saul, Shlief and Great Khan, and Yishmael Kari writes in the Yishmael Zamet that when answering Barfu while it's still in the middle of Tzvi Zimra, you should have in mind you do not wish to start the Brach of Yotzer or yet. You say Barfu and then you continue. And then you continue in the Tzvi Zimra. The Tzvi Yotzer Fasim is in the middle of Yotzer. You accidentally began Yotzer or without reciting Yishtabah, you're not allowed to go back and recite Yishtabah. You're done. Bavadi, Rabbi Yehuda argues that the Sfarim should recite it through Yotzer or an Avarava, or in between Avarava and Shema. But Rabbi Yosef says, once you start Yishtava, once you start for a Tzor, you're done. You cannot say Yishtava anymore. That's an interesting machlokes. So if you start Yotzer or, you say, oh, it's too late, can I do Yishtava? It's too late, says Rabbi Yosef. Bavadi says, good, in between Yotzer and Avarava. So this summarizes, guys, we got to make sure that we're very reflective. And we don't want to be mopsic in the davening. Make sure we set the priority of Tzvi Zimra. And, you know, we think like a Talmud Chacham about these dinim. You know, we don't want to be unlearned. And if you have questions, you can always ask me. But we want to, the more we learn these halakhas, we'll be motivated to be on time. We won't have to fall into these difficulties. But if we are, we'll know what to do. We'll know what to do. Halakha l'maaseh. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, here are the Marvel Clinton, so I should get them out for good. Okay, we start with